So we're doing Dov's Minute, and we're up to the 38th mitzvah, which is the mitzvah to give tzedakah to the poor. And the Chafetz Chaim writes that we have to be very careful with the mitzvah of tzedakah, more so than other mitzvot, because the mitzvah of tzedakah is a sign that one is from the seed of Avram. And we have to know that our return to Zion is contingent on tzedakah. The verse says in Isaiah, Zion b'mishpat tipadeh, Zion will be redeemed with justice, v'shaveh, and her return, the people will return to Zion by the merit of tzedakah. So tzedakah is the merit which brings us back here. And when a person is cruel, so we say, you want to check out a person's yichus, you want to know what his lineage is, we check out to see if they have mercy over their fellow men. We're supposed to treat one another like brethren. Hashem calls us, you're my children, you're my sons. And if a person doesn't have mercy over his own brother, who will have mercy over him? So that's why we have to know that those who are in need are turning to us, and we have a responsibility to give. Chazal tells us it's just as important, the approach to give with a smile, to give with happiness. A person feels terrible from receiving tzedakah, we have to uplift him. Chazal promises that if we give tzedakah, a person will never become impoverished from giving tzedakah. A person has to give tzedakah in a way that will uplift the poor. And when a person can encourage others to give tzedakah, he gets more merits than the one who actually gives it. Chazal gives us a promise, he who has mercy on others, from heaven they will have mercy on him. There's one mitzvah of tzedakah that's considered the greatest mitzvah of tzedakah, and that is taking someone out of captivity. So we should keep that in mind, maybe in our prayers at least. We should keep in mind Yonatan ben Malka, Jonathan Pollard, and Gilad ben Aviva, Gilad Shalit, among the others who have been taken into captivity.